School days are supposed to be the best days of your life, and part of that experience usually involves some strenuous physical activity. I asked some colleagues to give me their recollections of what happened to them on the sports field and beyond, and this is what they told me. Cup winners. When I was about 10, the football team from our year inexplicably made it to the cup final of the local school's league. I say inexplicably because I only remember us losing nearly every match we played. Anyway, in the final, I set up the winning goal, a brilliant cross to my mate David, who headed the ball in just before the final whistle. I still have a photograph of the team holding the cup. Forest hike. I remember having to lead a group of 8 boys on a school expedition for the best part of 2 days when I was a teenager. Even though we got lost at one point, I managed to keep them all together and got them from one end of a large forest to the other and back by sheer force of will. I was chosen to be the leader, I think because I was the only one who knew how to read a map. When we arrived back at the campsite, we found out that all the other groups had cheated and hitched most of the way instead. I felt a bit of a mug, but also rather proud of myself at the same time for having done it properly. Learning to swim, learning to drown. I learned to swim comparatively late, I suppose. I was maybe 9 years old, but my brother had a traumatic experience which nearly put him off for life. We lived in the USA for a while and had access to a university pool where the coaches had trained the American Olympic team. In those days, though, their idea of teaching kids how to swim was to tie a tin can to their ankles with a bit of string, throw them in the deep end, and shout, "Swim!" I'm surprised my brother survived at all. He could only have been about 6 at the time. Sponsored walk. One of my earliest physical feats was probably going on a 10-mile walk for charity when I was about 7. I went with my older brother and my dad, but they didn't make much allowance for the fact that my legs were shorter. I had to go at the same pace as them. Even so, I made it and raised quite a lot of money from school friends and teachers who had agreed to pay me for every mile I walked.